Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager of NCBA, talking WOTUS in just a moment.
Warning, continuous listening to the following could positively impact your cattle operation, skyrocket the success of your business, and even alter the health of your entire herd. Because only Cydectin Injectable delivers the power of and. Allow me to clarify. Cydectin Injectable kills parasites and absorbs in just 27 hours and has long-lasting protection and is dung beetle friendly and is based on years of research and has more than 40 million doses sold and is known for bigger weight gains and short withholding times and is completely and utterly awesome at protecting your cattle and improving the health of your herd. That's the power of and. Common side effects may include, but are not limited to, healthier cattle and healthier pastures and happier ranchers and better profitability. If you are currently not experiencing any of these benefits, stop using other dewormers immediately and start using Cydectin Injectable. Visit your veterinarian or animal health supplier and pick up Cydectin today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle of breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
He's the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Environmental Counsel. Scott Yeager says EPA is moving forward trying to implement, put into place, the Waters of the U.S. rule in at least 37 states. We're talking with Scott today, trying to learn a little bit more about how exactly cattle producers may be impacted by EPA and their implementation.
The Waters of the U.S. rule, or the WOTUS rule, became effective law on August 28, 2015. So what that means for landowners out there is you're going to want to take a closer look at your land to see if there's something out there that might resemble a WOTUS, because there's going to be repercussions for that. If you're managing your land in a way that would impact that, there could be an issue, and you might need to be permitted for that. So this is a big issue for our members, obviously. So what NCBA is doing is we're engaged in a lawsuit, actually suing the EPA and the Army Corps to get judicial review of this rule, which we believe is regulatory overreach.
Of course, the litigation that got the most attention was the lawsuit that was basically heard by the North Dakota judge and who granted an injunction against EPA for the 13 states who were represented in that litigation. According to Scott Yeager, there's a lot of other litigation out there right now, including a lawsuit that NCBA and other industry partners are involved with as well.
Meanwhile, there are a number of other coalition lawsuits, of which we are a member of one of those lawsuits, that are all going through their procedural motions right now. And I think by the end of this fall, we're going to have a better idea of where the correct court is to hear this issue. And then we'll actually get to the merits of the briefing. So we'll actually get to the meat of the lawsuit and put those big questions in front of that appropriate court.
And Scott Yeager says that opponents of WOTUS have got several different ways to take on EPA in an effort to ditch the rule.
We have a multi-pronged strategy for dealing with the WOTUS issue. Like we were talking about, we have the lawsuit where we're going to try to get judicial review of this expansive rule by a court of law. At the same time, we're pushing forward with an attempt to get a legislative fix, which we think is so important, and we have to keep pushing the legislative issue to our congressmen. So to that end, I would strongly urge you out there to go on to beefusa.org, submit a letter to your senators, and we have a form letter on our website that you can use to do that, and you can edit it to your needs. And we need to get more support for Senate Bill 1140, which would have the rule withdrawn and potentially fixed at the end of the day. And even if we can't pass this important standalone legislation, if we could at least get a vote on it, we can show that there is a record of senators supporting the rule being withdrawn that we can later attach to other legislation that would be a must-pass legislation like an omnibus or a transportation bill.
Talking WOTUS, Scott Yeager of the NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Raising cattle is not what you do. It's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.